Good morning. Somebody forgot to turn on her video, didn't she? How are you? How are you? Coach Kathy here. I am honored, humbled, all the things to fill in on your Sunday call for you while Corinne enjoys a little bit of time away doing other things. So as you come in, remember, you can raise your hand. We have the amazing Coach Lizzie in the chat and in the Q&A. Thank you for raising your hand, Coach Lizzie. Is the recording on? Yes, I believe the recording is on. Shows that it's recording. Yeah. So good to see everyone. Good to see everyone. Let's talk for a minute while everybody comes in. And gets, if you want to get coached, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll get people in the queue. I want to make sure everybody knows that we are looking at nighttime eating this month. We have an amazing workshop that Corinne did last Sunday. Y'all, seriously, from this girl's perspective, and I've been around a long time, some of the best content I have ever heard. Seriously, so good. But here's what I want you to know about it. Let's say you say, you know what? I don't eat after dinner. I'm not a nighttime eater. My eating time is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That was me, y'all. I was a afternoon snacker, but not a nighttime eater. Totally applies. You just listen to the lessons and use, instead of saying nighttime eating, say 3 p.m. eating and apply it all. It all works. The lessons on urges are fantastic. The lesson on your identity, how you talk about yourself, how you talk to yourself. So good. Because if you have ever coached with me, you know how important I believe it is to use the words that actually help you and motivate you. Okay, so your words matter. Your words matter. All right, there are no hands raised, y'all. No hands. Who wants to be coached today? It's coaching on anything, anything in the world. What else can I talk about? Identity. So I talk about myself in this way. I am someone who has lost weight once. I am someone who has a little bit of a regain. And I'm someone who's learning how to manage a new time in my weight loss, right? Because I lost my weight initially 10 years ago. 10 years ago, y'all. This body is different. Y'all know that. Kidney stone, breast cancer, knee replacements, mobility, all the things. So I get to be really, really creative and thoughtful about how to lose weight, how to lose this little bit of regain again, right? So anyway, we have a hand. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Ellen, I'm pulling you up, and she's the only one, y'all. We're here for 2 hours. Somebody wants to talk to me. I know you do. So let's see, Ellen, let's get you pulled up. See what you got. Here she comes.
Unmute. Is that, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you yet.
Oh, well, probably just as well.
Well, it could be, it looks like your camera might not be enabled to zoom. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
Oh, you figured it out. Awesome. What you need today, Ellen?
Well, here's my problem. I start out doing really well, paying attention to hunger, et cetera. But I have chronic back pain. And sometimes it's worse than others. And when it flares up, then all I want to do is eat because I sit a lot. I'm not up walking around and everything. And I know it's the wrong thing to do because, my weight certainly has a, I don't know if it's totally because of my weight, but I know my weight doesn't help it. So, yeah, I just snack a
Tell me,
lot.
so if we just say, Ellen, chronic back pain is part of who you are, right?
I guess so.
It is, right? It's part of Ellen's life.
Yep.
What do you think about the chronic back pain?
I feel like when it flares, I've learned some tools, to use to decrease the pain, and they usually work. They don't work. I know I have a wonderful physical therapist I can go to. So I
What do
feel
you
like,
think about the pain?
pardon me.
Are you okay with it being there and being part of you? Or are you like, dadgummit, this pain is back. I hate this pain.
When it gets to the point where it's up to a level 5 or 6, then I hate the pain, you know, because it keeps me from doing things and
So, and
eating.
when you, let me ask you this and turn your volume up. When you're telling yourself you hate the pain, right?
Right.
You feel a lot of tension inside,
Yes.
feel maybe some anger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you're feeling tension inside and feeling some anger and stuff, are you taking care of yourself? Are you looking at what can alleviate the pain, or are you eating?
Both.
Yeah. Probably eating first,
Probably.
if I had to bet, right?
Right.
Sometimes, so I don't know if you know this, I've had two knee replacements. Okay. And while my pain is better, it is not gone. And it was pretty high there before knee replacements and right afterwards. And I decided I was going to adopt the thought, this is part of being me.
Okay.
Knee problems are part of being me.
Yes, I have them
Okay.
too. I
What's that?
said I have knee pain too.
Yeah. So, and when I think about that, it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me feel like, oh, body acceptance, yay me. No, but it takes the temperature down on the resistance to the pain.
Okay.
Okay. And when you're getting angry about your pain, it's like you're fighting against it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. And how helpful is fighting against chronic pain?
Not real helpful.
No. No.
No.
And let's just be clear. I'm not trying to sugarcoat your pain at all. Okay? I'm just trying to help you figure out how you can think about your pain in a way that actually moves you into action that help alleviate the pain
Okay.
or help prevent further pain. Right? Because as you said, putting more weight on your body or eating foods that are, I'm betting when you're not eating like grapes and grilled chicken, right? Right. You're
Exactly.
eating foods that may actually inflame the pain,
Yes.
right?
Yep.
So can you see what I'm saying here? When you resist the pain, you get angry at the pain, you're eating foods that inflame the pain.
Right.
But when you are saying, okay, today's a high pain day. How do I want to manage this as part of this is what I do every day? I
Right.
evaluate and manage my pain. Then you go into a more productive way to manage it.
Right.
Right? So tell me what the productive ways to manage your pain are for you.
Well, I have exercises that I do that help with the core muscles. I do them. That seems to help. I take Tylenol. Listen to music. That sometimes helps. I walk a little bit. I think walking does help a little bit, unless it's too bad, then I can't. But you know, if it's at a level 5 or so, I can still walk, and that does seem to help.
I recently, I don't know if this is available to you, but my insurance company has a program in it called Hinge Health, Hinge Health. And I signed it. I said, it doesn't cost me anything. Let's see what this is. Well, they send me little 9 or 10 minute exercises every day. That's all, just 9 or 10 minutes. And it's stretching and mobility types of things and just you not even building muscle, but using muscle, reactivating muscles. So, and I believe that's helped me because I have, I don't know, knees, back, all the things. I believe that's helped me. So I think you're right. The micro movements that you do, the small little PT exercises help activate muscles, strengthen them a little bit so it takes the pressure off of the pain points.
Okay,
You
that
see
makes
that as
sense.
well? Yeah. But you're
That
not
makes sense.
thinking that way. If you're sitting in that chair eating, I don't know, Cheetos, let's just say,
Something
right? You're not
like
thinking
that,
about what helps the pain. You're thinking about, I hate this pain, or I wish I didn't have this pain.
Yeah,
Right?
it's interesting that I had not thought about it that way, but I used to be a smoker years and years and years ago, and I was in counseling at the same time. And back in those days, you could smoke anywhere you wanted, right? So when she hit on something that made me angry or brought up angry feelings, I would reach for the cigarette. And she pointed, I didn't realize it. She says, "Oh, that's interesting. You must be angry." Right. And so anyway, she noticed that. So I wonder if it's the same thing. I do get angry when I'm in pain.
Yeah. So that's the first part of it. The first part of it is how you think about the pain. But then when you what you do when you react to the pain is the second part, right? So if you used to reach for a cigarette, then that was your comfort. That was your way of giving yourself a gift, right? Get a little bit of self-care. Well, whatever it is you're eating, I'll go back to Cheetos. It's the same thing. Okay? It
It's the
is
same thing.
you are seeking care for yourself, comfort seeking, care seeking, right? And that is natural for any of us to do, right? When we're not feeling well, we self-soothe. Okay? So when you self-soothe out of anger or resistance, your chances are you're not going to be thinking of those things that actually make you feel your body feel better. You're thinking of those things you want to do that you think will make you feel better, like Cheetos, right? So, but when you move into, okay, today's a little bit of a pain day. How am I going to care for myself? And you ask it in that way, I bet the answer is not Cheetos. It's more of a, well, self-soothing could also be doing a little bit of stretching or putting my feet up or taking a warm bath or taking some Tylenol. Right? Some of those things that are actually helpful or could be helpful to your pain. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I think, Ellen, your homework, while you are in this moment, thinking about things that actually help you manage your pain, I think you make a list of those things while you are currently thinking about them. Okay, because I get the sense that you're not really pissed off about the pain right now.
No, I'm not.
You're just kind of neutral about it, right? Yeah. So while you're still in that neutral space, use this good, strong thinking part of your brain and make this extensive list of things that actually soothe you around the pain. Does that make sense? So give
It
me some
does.
examples. Let's play. Just give me some examples.
Well, I make playlist on my iPad, and I have some really funny ones. And one of them is Rehab, I think I called it, and has some funny songs in it and some my favorite songs. And I think I could relax and listen to them. That would be good. Talk to a friend. Because you don't want to be chewing something when you're talking to a friend.
No, I don't want to chew in somebody's ear either.
Once I get the bathtub faucet fixed, I can take a bath,
Yeah.
soak in a bathtub.
So those are all really great things. I find warmth to be very soothing. Like I have a, y'all have probably heard me talk about my blanket. I have a really soft blanket somebody gave me once upon a time, and it's my blanket. And I will wrap up in that thing. Just holding a warm mug of tea or coffee.
What I was thinking of was I have these little, I think they're corn bags or whatever, that you put in the microwave and heat up, hold something like that.
That's very soothing to me. The warmth is soothing. And then you talked about music. I'm a huge fan of music for self-soothing. There's something about some kinds of music just make me happy. I have a, y'all are gonna laugh. I have a playlist that's Rat Pack. Okay, on Spotify, just Rat Pack. And for all you young people who don't know what the Rat Pack is, that's like Frank Sinatra,
Thanks, Sinatra.
Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., all those guys that sang a long time ago, even before I was, really listening to music. I can remember as a kid watching the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy
Oh,
Telethon.
yeah.
And the only reason I watched it was so that I could see Sammy Davis Jr. sing Candyman. Who can make the sunshine? All that stuff, right? I would sing it for you, but it wouldn't, it might not be as soothing for you. So I will listen to that. I'll listen to that playlist because it's just makes me happy. I just sing along. I went to a play Friday night. I went to see MJ, the musical about Michael Jackson. Could not keep my feet from tapping, with all of his music that went on during that play. So there's so many things individually that we can use to soothe ourselves that have actually lift our spirits to help manage things like chronic pain that are much more productive and easier for our bodies to manage.
Very good.
Tapping to your foot, tapping your foot to, Billie Jean or some other song that you love. You can't help but smile, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Even amid the pain.
Yes.
So the easier you can get to neutrality about the pain, and feel free to use my thought of what did I say? It's part of being me.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something God gave me to work on. Part of being me, however it is you want to flavor that thought. Brings you to neutrality so you can make a choice about which direction do you want to go in when it comes to
Okay.
managing it? Eating, drinking, or warm bath, warm blanket, Tylenol, a little bit of stretching, whatever it is, connection, talking to a friend about it. Does that help?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it for today.
All right. Go and do good
Okay.
work.
Thanks.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Let's see. I gotta remember what I did. Oh, change to attendee. There we go. All right, Mick, you are next. Let's make sure Mick is gonna join us. Sometimes Zoom is slow to react. Let's give it a minute. So, someone in the chat says, oh, Mick declined. Okay. Chair yoga and walking, non-inflammatory foods. Someone said, lose weight and then our thoughts. I believe for me, the change has got to start with my thoughts. I believe so too. You have to be neutral about your pain in order to, or at least accepting that it's there in order to manage it in a way that actually helps, right? Exercise in the pool is a good thing.